Good evening. Welcome to Friday Night Jams with Bronwyn. My co-host Jen is not here with me tonight. I'm recording this a little early because Friday and Saturday night I will be on the road. I will be traveling back towards the East Coast, leaving the Pacific Northwest. It's a bittersweet move, but it puts me closer to family and loved ones. What brought me to Portland? So I am a peer support specialist. I'm certified in 3 states. First certification happened in Michigan, then Oregon, where I came to train, and other individuals to be peer support specialists. And then I got certified in the state of Washington as well. Who are peer support specialists? We are individuals who have had to maneuver a system for people who have had some sort of mental health diagnosis. We have learned how to navigate those systems. We have learned how to advocate for ourselves. And we have learned how to come along and support someone else to help them navigate those systems and learn how to advocate for themselves. We do it with a lot of love and compassion. At least I do. You know, and a lot of people have told me that they just see a light and a calmness and a peace. And I connect with a lot of different people on a lot of different levels, which is pretty awesome. So the music you hear in the background is a song for my father by Horace Silver. So let's listen to that a little while. So the more I think about this, talking about the peer support work that I do, and so many of us do, we do it to save lives. We do it to help people live a better quality of life, to live the quality of life that they want to live. Not a life where they're dictated by the mental health system on how they should live, the things they should do, and the way they should go about getting it. We are all adults. We're all human beings. We all have free will. We all have thinking abilities. Some of us have had severe childhood trauma and neglect, and some of us haven't. Some of us have learned skills that became normal to us even when they were painful. And we didn't know any other way. So we hadn't saw any other way. So when working with a peer support specialist, in our mental health systems. You're working with a person who has navigated all of those systems, who has overcome different challenges and problem solved and learned new skills to help have a happier life. Not just settling for this is the familiar and this is what I know. Sometimes we break free if we put our mind and our heart to it. I think a very key to that is when you are trying to unlearn those familiar behaviors and attitudes and beliefs, you have to be willing to learn something new to put in its place. Because it's very easy to go back to the familiar, even when it is painful, uncomfortable, and dark in some cases. Horace Silver, Song for My Father. Okay, what's Montgomery? Bumping on Sunset. Many of these songs were part of my childhood, a part of my growing up, a part of my very dysfunctional family. But how many families can say that they're not dysfunctional? We are functional. We just function in our own rhythm. We just function in our own beliefs, our own attitudes. Wow, that reminded me of growing up. Summertime, warm weather, front door open, air blowing through the screens. We were outside playing, riding our bikes up and down the block. It's a Sunday afternoon. Mom's in the kitchen cooking dinner. Wow. That's a throwback for you. And it kind of makes you think about the situation we're in right now, where we had to stay in place. Maybe we'll start living life a little differently and then start appreciating things a little more. That's usually what happens. This is Amma Jamal's trio, and they're playing Stolen Moments. Thank you. I'm a Jamal Trio. Stolen Moments. Footprints. This is the remastered version by Wayne Shorter. Back to peer support. Peer support is empowering to individuals who may be challenged or have been feeling beat down by the system. Sometimes I have felt powerless too. But basically, being a peer support means being non-judgmental. We just approach each person with openness, curiosity, and genuine empathy. Yeah, you know, and some of these systems, when they look at us, they look at us as a patient. They look at us as a diagnosis. They look at us as a number, you know, but then they don't look at us as another human being who's going through something or who has been through something. And in peer support, that's what we do. When I do peer support, I don't want to know your diagnosis. You know, I want to get to know you as a person, who you are as a person, you know, because diagnosis is a label. It helps doctors decide how to treat you with medication or whatever, but it doesn't say who you are as a person. And that's what I want to know, who you are. I'm not trying to label you, put you in a box. That's not my job. That stuff doesn't matter to me. So I want to share with you some principles, the foundation of what peer support is, what our tools are, our foundation, what we've been rooted in. And it's mutuality. Just like I was saying a minute ago, I want to know you as a person. You know, I want us to be able to share safely and trusting, so I'm able to self-disclose about my challenges and tell you my story so that you know that you're not alone. And then I want that, then that leads to giving you hope, because you see somebody who's making it through or made it through. It's strength-based. We want to look at your strength. We're not looking at your deficits. And when you go into most mental health systems and talk to many of the professional workers, that are not peer supports, because peer supports are professional too. They look at the deficits. They look at all the things that's wrong with you. But they never talk about the things that's right, or the things that you do well, or the things that you like, or how do you want to approach life. They come in with the deficit, and they come in with the solution to the problem. And that's total opposite of peer support. We come in and look at the strengths, and we figure out what you want to build on, what goal you want to set. And then we walk alongside of you like a companion and help you reach that and build that confidence. You know, we do it with respect, and you're included in the decisions. You're making the decisions. We're just there as a soundboard, basically. So, here's the list. The 12 principles that guide peer support. Peer support is voluntary. Number one, you get to choose if you want to this service or not, or you want to work with me or not. Peer supporters are hopeful. We bring you hope. We do. Peer supporters are open-minded. Peer supporters are empathetic. Peer supporters are respectful. Peer supports facilitate change. We're change agents. Peer supporters are honest and direct. Peer support is mutual and reciprocal. It goes both ways. Peer support is equally shared power. There's no hierarchy involved. Again, peer support is strength focused. Peer support is transparent. And for so long, they said it's person-driven. But I say it's person-directed. Put some comments in if you feel that there's a difference between driven and directed. Or you think they're the same. And which one you think is better? Person driven or person directed? Sorora by Lee Munger Morgan. Lee Morgan, everybody. Sorora. Okay, here's a familiar, an oldie but goodie, Familiar by Milt Jackson. People Make the World Go Round. So as a peer supporter, I'm also trained in another modality of peer support called intentional peer support. And I think, and I'm going to share with you in a minute the three principles and the four tasks of intentional peer support. But I think intentional peer support is a way of another way of looking at the original peer principles, but putting it together and giving it action. You know, putting it together and giving it action. And it helped. And once I took this training, probably 10 years or 11 years after I've taken so many others. And this one took me to a deeper level of what peer support work does. So the three principles is from helping to learning together. From being an individual to having a relationship. And from fear to hope and possibility. And in the other principles I talked about, similar wording. I'm looking at from hope to possibility. And here in the original ones, the first one, it says peer supporters are hopeful. Okay. In the original, it talks about mutual and receptacle. I see that as individuals to relationship. And also from helping to learning. So now there's four tasks that go with the intentional peer support. It's connection. It's looking at our worldview, which is basically, to me, from my understanding, and I could be wrong or oversimplifying it is, but basically looking at our biases, because we all have biases and opinions about any and everything. So checking those biases and realizing that it may hinder building that relationship. It may not be the same biases that the person we're supporting has. So sometimes checking that and putting it at the door. Again, mutuality. And moving towards. Those are the four tasks. and moving towards this. I see that as moving towards the goal that the person is directing us to. So that's how I connect it. I'm going to be interested to hearing other people's thoughts about that. Milt Jackson. Yeah, people make the world go round. Yes, we do. The connection is important. Respect. Hope. Duke Ellington, take the A train. Yeah. This music makes me put my thinking cap on. You got your thinking cap on out there? This is Herbie Hancock. It's called Mate and Voyage. Thank you. Herbie Hancock, Maiden Voyage, remastered in 1999. Classic. We have another one by Amma Jamal, Amma's Blues. This is one of my mom's favorite musicians. You know, as I sit here and I think, and I reflect, and I think about recovery, and recovery was for me the ability to assume personal responsibility for my thoughts, my actions, my behaviors, my attitudes, my worldviews. To become honest with myself and become honest with everyone around me. I had to take off masks because I was trying to be what everyone needed me to be. Or wanted me to be. You know, I had to find my own identity. And find my own strengths. Once I found my strengths and my own internal characteristics of who I was, what made me, my own identity, and taking responsibility for that. And yeah, I had to look at some of my irrational thoughts and beliefs, you know. And once I did that, once the mask started coming out, and I started being authentic and being true and transparent and honest and blunt and open and all of those things, a new me started to emerge, the real me. And it took a long time to do that. You know, I've been talking a lot about energy and getting balance. And we've been going through a stage right now with the COVID-19. And everybody's, you know, uncertain about what's next and what's to come. And, you know, there's a number of people passing away, but there's even a higher number recovering. You know, but we all, I guess, fear death. So we allow our minds to repeatedly dwell on something, and that's feeding our energy. And it's putting that energy, if it's positive energy, into our thoughts, or negative energy into our thoughts, if we constantly keep going over it, over and over it. And with enough of that energy, our thoughts become things and begin to force us into a world of our own making. You know, if we continue to dwell on all the negativity that's going on and all the loss and all the pain and the suffering that's going on with the COVID-19, we get forced into a world of fear. So what are you grateful for today? And what are you going to let go of today, so that you can move forward into a better tomorrow? Our actions define us to the world. What we do is what people see. We can say a lot of things, but people watch our actions. You know, there's a thing that you used to say, action speaks louder than words. And that's true. There's another one that stands out to me. People don't always remember what you say, but they remember how you made them feel. Our actions define us. And we talk so much about karma. Karma is energy. And it can be good energy. Very positive energy. But it also can be negative, dark energy. So what are you putting out there? What kind of energy are you putting out there? Because it will rebound right back to you. And it's either coming back in pleasure or pain. The song we're listening to is amazing. That it's called Straight, No Chaser, by Theonious Monk. And that's where I'm at today. What are you putting out there? Because it's going to rebound back. So I said recovery is our ability to take responsibility for our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. So we talked about the thoughts, which is feed, the energy is feeding those thoughts. And whatever energy we're putting into those thoughts is what's manifesting in the world. Our actions manifest in the world and rebound. Attitudes is the way we look at things. Attitudes can be also, it's bias. It's our own inherited bias. Our attitudes is also our basics for forming strategies and having our expectation of what's reality or our expectation of other people. It comes from my attitude. And that was something else I had to get rid of. It's expectations of other people. Because if I don't expect anything, then I can't be disappointed. Because what you value may not be what I value. And what I expect may not be the way you want to go. And what you expect may not be what I want to do or how I do it. Because we're all individuals. There's no cookie cutter. We didn't all come from the same mold. So as we change our thoughts, actions, attitudes, biases, things around us, our lives start to change. We start to change. That's why I said once I started taking off the mask and started being true to me, I started to change. Talked about this earlier. I had to take off those masks and take personal responsibility for me and my actions, my attitudes, my behaviors, my thoughts. You know, I had to stop blaming any and everybody else. Because when I blame others, I'm playing a victim role. And I'm not a victim. Theonius Monk, straight, no chaser. Now we got some Miles Davis. Blue and green. You know, you can't recover something that was lost, stolen, broken, destroyed, without first being open and honest that you allowed it by taking personal responsibility. That's the beginning to recovery. Taking personal responsibility that you allowed it. And then starting to pull those pieces back together. One baby step at a time. We're listening to Miles Davis, Blue and Green. Stolen Moments by Oliver Nelson. Earlier we heard Stolen Moments by Amma Jamal's trio. Let's see what's the difference. Thank you. Well, I can tell the difference, and I know you can. Jamal is a pianist. Oliver Nelson plays saxophone and clarinet. Same song, two different emphasis. Pretty awesome. That rocks. So now we got April in Paradise by Count Basie. So I'm not going to stay the normal 3 hours that I normally stay on. Because I'm recording this to upload it. And I need to finish packing up so that I can hit the road bright and early. I'm pretty much packed. Just last few little things here and there. Then get a good night's sleep. But I hope that's something to think about. You know, talking about, you know, who a peer wellness specialist is. I hear it often said or asked, what is a peer wellness specialist? It's not, we're not a what. We are who. Who are we? What do we do? You know? I think changing the language helps too. But I don't know. Again, leave some comments, some questions. And next week, we will be live and we'll be able to talk about some of that stuff. So I'm giving you an hour and a half instead of 3 hours tonight. Have a good night. Reflect. And focus and balance the energy. Check out my call to balance on Tuesday. So I upload it and pre-record it. Go back and listen to it. Download it. Play it again. Namaste. The light in me recognizes the light in you. The great Count Basie, April in Paris, I'm sorry. And this is Waltz for Debbie, Paul Evans. Good night.